it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Head Chef coming up until 4:30 with the best burgers in Seattle with Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Don't ever let that stop you, man.
Okay. You're going to see a band for one last time. Are you taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I'm going to join this Taryn Daly and go to Rush.
You're going to go to Rush.
All right.
You should join the Daily Mix Morning Show tomorrow at 8:05. You could win those tickets instead of buy them.
Win them before you could buy them.
Remember that?
That was a radio thing back in the day.
And then it changed to win them while you could still buy them.
That's right. Now we just want you to win them and go. But if you don't go, we'll take the tickets and go ourselves.
Exactly.
It's one of the great things about people not picking up their tickets.
That is a good point. Now the winner never came
forward. Yeah, there's four pairs left. Okay, then.
But typically, it's for a band where you understand why they did not come by and pick them up. Yes, they.
So what you're saying is digital time ruined that.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's different now, everything, because it's on their phone.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. I don't know why I let that bug me so much, but it just...
I'm with it, because we're old, and it just...
Yeah, you know what, you're right, because I'm old. Damn it, give me a paper ticket. All right, Justin, here is your question. What does DC stand for, as in DC Comics?
Oh.
Oh, let's see here. Detective Comics?
What is it?
Detective Comics.
Huh.
Which makes saying DC Comics a little redundant. Detective Comics Comics.
Yeah, because it's Comics Comics.
All right, Justin, here is your one and done question. True or false? Magicians can copyright their magic tricks. True or false?
Ooh, kind of a D move, but probably true.
It's not. But speaking of a D move, so here's the thing. Magicians cannot copyright their magic tricks. The deal is, if you can figure out how they did it,
then you can
perform it. That said, speaking of a D move, it's understood among magicians that even if you do figure it out, do not use someone else's trick.
All right.
It's like stealing
it's like
a joke.
Stealing from jokes.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803
Rock. Big Dummy!
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Kyle. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Kyle, you're going to see your show one last time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith it is.
Man, oh, man.
Okay.
All right, Kyle, here's your question. Echo. In Canada, the Juno Award is given in what field? Television, movies, music, or stage?
Stage?
It is music.
It is a fact music. Echo.
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 Mm-hmm.
Echo.
Echo. Kyle, do you hear that echo in your head?
I do not hear an echo.
Echo.
Maybe one of the crazy ones.
That one's something with our phones, right?
Or his phone. He might be on a Bluetooth or on speaker or something like that, but yeah, that is not his radio.
Stop repeating yourself.
I'm sorry.
All right, your question.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Echo free. All right, Kyle, your question. What do websites use to remember your preferences?
Is there a monster that loves these?
Mm-hmm.
What websites.
What do websites use to remember your preferences?
Oh, cookies.
Baby. Cookies. Nice job, Kyle. Very good.
I honestly had no idea.
Was he high?
I don't know.
No, he said he was Team Sober.
Okay. Did you know that sounded high.
I don't know what cookies were, but you know, you click on a website and it always says, we use cookies, and I'm like, I don't care because I don't know what it is.
Depending on the website you're at, sometimes you should clear your cookies.
Yes. You should do it on the regular, actually. Now, you have to re-enter your passwords all the damn time, but
then it won't happen.
Clear your cookies.
clear your
cookies.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Justin on team sober or team not sober?
Like the other Justin, I'm on team sober. I'm still at work.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be one and done like he was. Okay, you're going to see a band for the last time.
You're taking
Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Good God. Today. All right. Your question. What does the zip and zip code stand for?
Zip and zip code.
Z-I-penis. Z-I-penis.
Trying to think of what the Z would be.
The Z I know.
Yeah.
You do.
It makes a great deal of sense. Once you hear it, you go, oh, Jesus, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas?
Zone. That's all I got. Zone.
All right. Well, you got the
zone
first one almost
in
right. Zoning.
Indicator.
Nope. Zoning improvement plan.
Oh.
That right, makes sense when you hear it. Like,
Justin, there's no way you could be one and done on that one, man.
Appreciate the sympathy, Miles.
And Miles just mouthed me. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This question is from our very own Mike Hawk. Which number comes first alphabetically?
Everybody's thinking.
Eight.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice, Justin.
Yes, indeed.
So great job.
That was based off of a picture that I saw that between the numbers 10 and 100, what is the number that comes first?
It's so just 10 between and 10 and 100?
Right. That's why I didn't do it because it's hard to... No, it is not 11. Because 8 is still before 11.
Oh, so 80.
No.
Wait, hold on. So between 10 and 100, what is the first number that comes alphabetically?
Right. And I believe it was 18 is the first one.
That makes sense because 11 has an L, right? Instead of the I. Okay. Well done.
Right. I got a good one you can do to mess with people.
What's that?
Talk about like letters and numbers, what comes afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what comes after L?
Whoa!
And you just jab somebody with your elbow.
I'm doing that tonight to my son.
I'm doing it to my kid tonight, dude. You're going to get a phone call from the school, man.
Oh, I know.
Mr. Hill, your son...
Was it the bow thing? Good.
It's from a weird movie where Burt Reynolds befriends a small kid that helps solve crime and turns him into a cop, too.
What the hell was this movie?
Like One and a Half Cop? I mean, that might be the name of it.
Look, man, I believe you. I've just never heard of it. He befriends a child.
Cop and a Half.
Cop and a Half. Me and my mom used to watch it. It's stupid, but it's kind of fun.
Oh, my God.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Wyatt, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober. Still working.
All right, Wyatt. Where do you work?
FedEx.
Oh, you do?
How? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, man. All right, Wyatt, you're going to see a band one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Oh, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith again.
Good God. I don't even know why we have a poll now.
I don't either.
They're crushing it.
They really, really are. All right, Wyatt, your question. How many different falling pieces are there in a game of Tetris?
Ooh, four?
Six?
Seven.
Seven.
Over on Twitter, it's pretty tight between Aerosmith and Rush.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somehow that makes sense to me.
Some couple arguing right now.
But I want to see Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but I don't want to see women. That's the argument.
Honey, we're going to Rush.
All right, quiet Wyatt. Here is your question. Brandy is pure distilled what?
No, there's a brandy.
Cognac.
Wine. You enjoy cognac? You said that like a man who enjoys cognac.
Nah, I'm only 21. I barely even touched the world of alcohol here.
All right. What was your first alcoholic beverage legally?
Legally, Corona with lime.
Okay. What was your first alcoholic beverage?
Hang on. Did you like the Corona with lime when you tried it first?
Yes.
Okay.
So what was your first alcoholic beverage, period?
I can't remember if it was Malibu or Captain Morgan, something I stole out of my dad's
book. Either one of those.
Always rum.
It is, because look, man, rum is, it's a little bit sweeter. If you mix it with the right thing, it's palatable. There's a reason why we drink fortified wine.
Yeah.
When we're younger. It's not that Mad Dog's awesome, but it kind of tastes like orange.
Rum doesn't take away the taste of whatever you mix it with.
Yeah. Huh.
And rum usually leads to a good time.
Hell yeah.
For whatever reason, right?
You ever have a rum and Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
No.
Spice rum.
My brother-in-law and I know that you guys hated it, but we loved that Captain Morgan tattoo stuff in Pepsi.
Black just
cherry
like
Pepsi,
it.
Man. It was great.
Write all of these down there, Wyatt. Yeah.
They don't make the tattoo anymore. Y'all ran it out of town.
It's my fault then.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
I've been on a big whiskey ginger kick.
Okay.
Really? I don't know what it is, man. I don't mind my whiskey getting mixed together.
Do you know why?
I prefer it just straight.
Because you've been on an airplane.
Yeah, that changes your drink game a little bit.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink Tanqueray, but I'll be on a plane and I'm like, they have Tanqueray. I'll tell you what, I'll take a Tanqueray.
Tonic.
Yeah. No reason other than I'm on a plane. All right, your question. What Toyota sports car model had to be renamed the Celica Sports Package in January of 2005?
That's very big.
Ooh. The hint is January 2000. You're 21, so for you it would be history that happened just as you're born. But
20 years ago.
Very significant event in January of 2005.
January's the big one.
Well, let me rephrase
that. I mean, I only know one Toyota sports car. That's the Supra.
All right. There was a significant event that you probably heard about that happened in December of 2004. Hence, in January, the next month, Toyota said, let's go ahead and change that name.
From Celica?
To Celica.
To Celica, yeah.
I think I know what it is, but I can't believe they ever called it that.
Why not? Because, I mean, other than this one event that happened in December 2004 in my life, I had never heard.
Yep, good call.
Wasn't the Supra.
Not the Supra.
I got no idea here.
Yeah, based on your age, the Tsunami.
Oh.
It was called the Toyota Tsunami.
Oh, no way.
December 2004, what happened in Indonesia happened. Right. So the next month, Toyota said, let's go ahead and switch that bad boy up.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
How that word starts with a T is beyond me.
Yeah, I know. They just do things to be difficult.
I think it's the base language where it comes from. It is more of a tsunami.
So we're saying it wrong, basically?
Yeah, hang on.
Tsunami. Tsunami.
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think I'd ever really heard of that word until I saw it all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Japanese.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Tsunami.
Tsunami. All
right. Come on, Japan. Make it easier.
It means harbor wave. Tsu is harbor and wave is nami.
Oh, I mean, made it real simple.
Okay.
All right, your question. What type of bones does a phrenologist measure? It's a very specific bone.
The frenulum?
Femur?
That would have been my guess. This is big.
So it's not from an animal. It's like a dinosaur. Is it?
It's a specific bone, the skull.
Oh.
Skulls.
Ah.
All right, Wyatt, your question. What sense is most closely linked to memory?
What was that?
What sense, what of your five senses, is most closely linked to memory?
Smell.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yep, okay. Right. Yep. All right, Tsunami Man. You know your state.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.